You're listening to the Injury Helpline Podcast, making injury law easier for everyone.
We're back, and today we're taking on one of the most heartbreaking and preventable issues on the road, drunk driving. Here's a sobering statistic that might surprise you. Every 52 minutes in America, someone dies in a drunk driving crash. That's over 10,000 lives lost every year to something that never should have happened.
Those numbers are devastating. And what's even more shocking is that for every fatal crash, there are hundreds more that result in serious injuries or property damage.
You know what really stands out in the data? First-time DUI offenders have typically driven drunk more than 80 times before their first arrest. That means the problem is far more widespread than arrest numbers suggest.
Let me share something that often surprises people. You don't actually need to be legally drunk to get a DUI. Could you explain how that works?
Well, here's the thing. Police can arrest you for impaired driving even if your blood alcohol is under 0.08%. I've seen cases where people face charges at 0.05% simply because their driving showed signs of impairment. And let's not forget, DUI isn't just about alcohol.
That's right. Prescription medications and even some over-the-counter drugs can lead to DUI charges, which many people don't realize until it's too late.
And here's where things get really complicated. The legal consequences work on multiple tracks simultaneously. You're dealing with criminal charges that could mean jail time and fines, plus administrative penalties that can affect your license and insurance rates. The average first-time DUI ends up costing over $10,000.
And those costs don't even include potential civil lawsuits if someone was injured, right?
Exactly. Civil liability can be astronomical. I remember a case where a DUI driver faced a $2 million lawsuit after causing a serious accident. That's why having proper legal representation through services like Injury Helpline is absolutely crucial. They offer free consultations to connect you with qualified attorneys.
Speaking of legal help, let's talk about what people should do immediately after being involved in a DUI incident.
Well, first and foremost, document everything. Take photos, get witness information, and keep all records. But here's something critical that people often overlook. Even if you feel fine after an accident, get medical attention. Some injuries, particularly head trauma or soft tissue damage, might not show symptoms for days.
That's such an important point about delayed injuries. I've seen cases where people declined medical attention only to develop serious problems later.
And you know what makes these cases even more complex? The strict deadlines for legal action. In many states, you have just 10 days to request an administrative hearing to keep your license. Miss that deadline, and you could lose your driving privileges automatically.
Let me bring up something about commercial drivers. They face even stricter standards, don't they?
Oh man, much stricter. Commercial drivers can be charged with DUI at just 0.04% blood alcohol content, half the regular limit. And a single DUI conviction can end their career, even if they weren't in their commercial vehicle at the time.
That shows how serious the consequences can be, especially for professional drivers.
And here's another aspect that catches people off guard. Many states now require mandatory ignition interlock devices, even for first offenses. These devices cost about $70 to $150 to install, and another $60 to $80 monthly for monitoring. Plus, you have to pay for periodic recalibration.
Those ongoing costs add up over time, especially when combined with increased insurance premiums.
Speaking of insurance, many people don't realize their rates can triple or quadruple after a DUI conviction. Some providers will drop you entirely, forcing you to seek high-risk insurance that could cost thousands more annually.
That's why it's so crucial to get proper legal guidance right from the start, isn't it?
Absolutely right. And this is where Injury Helpline's free consultation service becomes invaluable. They can connect you with attorneys who understand both the criminal and civil aspects of DUI cases, plus all the administrative requirements specific to your state.
Let me emphasize something important, that consultation comes with no obligation, correct?
That's right. You can get that initial guidance and evaluate your options without any pressure. And what's particularly valuable is that Injury Helpline maintains relationships with attorneys nationwide who understand local laws and procedures. Because believe me, DUI laws can vary significantly from state to state.
Well, this has highlighted how complex and serious DUI cases can be.
Indeed, and that's why the key takeaway here is don't try to handle this alone. Whether you're facing charges or you've been injured by an impaired driver, reach out for professional help immediately. The stakes are simply too high to navigate these waters without proper legal guidance.